B-Pod Studios.
The third and 10 now for Brady from the gun. White to his left at the Patriot 42. Brady backs up, stands in. He's going to throw a long ball to a wide open door set. He's going to hit him in stride at the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Patriot!
You could come in this building. You could kick all the little field goals you want. You could go home and tell everybody, hey, we at least got three. We're on the board. 58-yard freaking strike right down the cut.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, Football Friday with Scott Zolak, brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank. Proudly going beyond banking to serve you better. Listen to Zoe call the Clinton Savings coin toss during Sunday's game. Visit ClintonSavings.com. Member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. Gorgeous, gorgeous weekend. I can't wait for this weekend to get going.
Oh, it's like a football Sunday, 86 degrees. What do you think about that?
I think people are going to be hammered by 11:30. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. It's my kind of day.
I'm telling you, the last spread we saw, was it like 23 points the Patriots have over the Jets?
Yeah.
How do you get excited if you're Tom and the guys to get excited about that?
Because it's the Jets. You can't stand the Jets. They get these ugly new uniforms. Awful. I don't even know what type of green it is. They call it a Kelly green.
No.
But then they go and they slap New York across their chest like we don't know the Jets are from New York.
Yeah.
Just,
who's their quarterback really this weekend? Who the heck's the quarterback?
This guy by the name of Luke Falk.
Luke Falk.
Mm. Yep. Okay. Get ready for the New York Post headline.
I think I know it. I think it's going to be Falk that.
Yeah. I can't believe this Falk in guy is the quarterback.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Hey, I wanted to ask you this, Scott. Last week there was a picture of the, we'll call them the triplets, the three incredible future Hall of Fame, or could be receivers, all together. You got Edelman, Brown, and help me with the third?
Gordon.
How's Tom going to keep those guys happy, the triplets?
Well, I just keep winning, keep feeding them, keep moving the sticks. That's the big thing. And just keep Antonio Brown off his phone, and I think we'll be all set, man.
Oh, yeah, Tom Brady was tweeting at the refs last night. I was curious, during Thursday Night Football, are you concerned that the refs might say, oh, yeah, Tom, we won't throw any flags? What do you think? What was going on at the Brady house last night?
Holding calls are up 70% from this time last year. It's embarrassing, some of these calls. Throwing the passer last night, and going back to the one last week, it was, I think, Chicago and Denver, where Denver ended up blowing that game because of a bad call like that. These are really impacting the outcome of drives and games. Brady's right. I was tweeting exactly at the same time. It's about time somebody speaks up. The fact that Joe Buck and Troy Aikman even said it on the broadcast brought it up. They're embarrassed by the refs. The refs are awful right now.
They are. So mostly it's these ticky-tacky holding calls. That is what annoys the hell out of you.
Yeah. I mean, they're just taking – even the calls like lowering the head or – like they had one on McCourty last week. Just intent to injure. It's just ridiculous, these calls.
Well, what Brian was saying is, so if Tom tweets, is the NFL going to get upset with that, you think?
Probably a little bit, because now you got everybody talking about it, because
right.
When that guy speaks, everybody listens, right? And he doesn't do it a lot. So when he does it, it's very, I don't want to say, he's pretty much concentrated on one thing when he's tweeting. It's usually about BB-12 or Alex Guerrero, but now it's about the referees in the National Football League. So I guess... Yeah, it can become an issue.
Yeah, I mean, 1 week living with AB, and he's already angry tweeting.
I think AB probably stole his phone last night. He's like, give me my phone back.
Is he living with Tom, though? Do we know?
I don't know, and I can't say.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So
you do know, but you can't say.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay, so.
All right. Hey, Scott, we got to congratulate you for being – I'm not sure where the source was, but you are voted – Boston's number one sports personality. That's pretty cool. Congratulations.
It is damn cool. I am. That's why I'm on your show.
You should proud of it. That's why.
We put you over the edge.
We're right over the middle.
That was us. Thanks. You're welcome, Scott.
I've been going on with this corny station going on. Bell can tell you that, too. All the way back to, what, the early 90s?
That's right.
Yeah, did you say doing this for a while. Corny, yeah. Corny station?
Yeah. He
played Frankie Relax. Like, I had that T-shirt. What was that, mid-80s?
Oh, yeah. It was.
That's their best song. So. We just play their best stuff, okay? All
right. Okay. Maybe next week we can make a deal on what you bring me in with. Like, preface me with maybe a little bit of a better song.
All right.
Okay. All right. You know what? You get best sports broadcaster, and now
relax.
I'll give you the request line.
Sweet. Right. See, my mom's gonna be excited because I used the word preface, and it's like a big word for me.
That was good.
All right, LBF. Here's the get to know Zoe question.
All right, getting to know Zoe. I wanted to find out, you know, you're boisterous and all that other stuff, but yeah. I wanted to know about your sensitive side. So, what movie, no matter how many times you see it, makes you blubber like a lost kid at Disney World?
Oh boy.
Oh my God. Still Magnolia.
Are you serious?
Oh God. Yeah. I don't want to get to know Zoe.
No, I love it.
God,
no, why does
that scene where Easter Bunny's there and little Jack's running around and he doesn't have his mother? Oh my God.
Oh Scott.
It's really I'm 100% with you.
Jack Nicholson. Hey, Jack Nicholson as an astronaut in that movie, I'd like to take you up in my rocket one day. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
That's
I love Still Magnolia.
Wow. Oh my God. See? He is.
That's why we do it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. The Enigma. And Rudy.
Oh, Rudy.
Rudy.
Now, do you cry because it's not true?
Oh, it's not true. Hey, I know Joe Montana. Joe roomed with Rudy, and he said the movie's such a farce.
Yeah.
Ridiculous the way that story is portrayed.
Yeah, not even close, right?
Still the greatest slow clap in movies,
it
though.
It is.
Right, it's good, though.
All right, so
well, thanks,
well done.
All right, Scott, we'll see you in the hallways. Before you go, give us a score. I always like when you do that.
41-9.
Why?
41-9.
You're going to get 3 field goals, all right? 41-9.
Yeah, I think they'll feel bad for him. Let him kick a couple field goals.
There you go. What a guy. Excellent. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it. We'll see you in the hallways next week, too.
Thanks,
wow, well. Steel Magnolias. Man, I never...
See, he is a very interesting person.
I never would have guessed that. Okay.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.